One of the major themes running throughout the entire Bible, from Adam and Eve to the resurrection of Jesus, is the basic question, do you trust God? Original sin begins with the temptation to Adam and Eve by the devil, who says, no, you can't trust God. God is a liar. The rest of the story is that a prophet's calling people back into a state of trusting God. Sometimes they do, and things are good, people prosper. Most often they don't, and they suffer. The invitation to God's kingdom that Jesus issues in today's gospel was a simple one, calling for followers to reform their lives and to trust. Jesus is God's good news in the person, and his announcement that this is the time of fulfillment would have exhilarated the Jews of the day. But he immediately ties this good news with an equally important call for a radical response. Repent and put all your trust in the gospel of God that he bears. These two elements, to reform and to trust, are still the basis of our community of believers today. During recent years, our country experienced a major recession that affected every aspect of our society and economy. And even though the Great Recession has been declared to be officially over, its after effects linger for many. A recent report even claims that today, many Americans consider to be employed are actually working part-time or are in jobs for which they are greatly overqualified. Because of the uncertainty in the employment picture, many people have stayed in positions that they might otherwise have left, knowing it might prove impossible to find a new or better job. And this experience, I think, makes it even more difficult for us to understand this call and response of the first four followers of Jesus. How men with steady jobs, jobs that were very important in the culture, could walk away from their work on the mere request from an itinerant preacher. There was obviously something about Jesus that inspired these first disciples to drop their nets and follow him. There was something compelling about this kingdom that he promised that caused men to make such a major change. They trusted God. Jesus called Simon, Andrew, and the other fishermen to abandon their jobs. He promised to make them fishers of men. James and John found Jesus' call so compelling that they even left their father behind. They abandoned their jobs, their livelihood, their families. They trusted. Like most prophets, Jonah was at first reluctant to carry out his mission that God had in mind for him. God called Jonah to go to the major eastern city of Nineveh, the sin city of its time. Instead, he runs away west to escape this calling. But God's call is persistent. Jonah eventually gives in, and he goes on to Nineveh. The message of Jonah was a simple call to repentance, along with the warning of dire consequences of total destruction if they ignore the call. And after only one day, what was to be a three-day journey, the people respond. There is a total repentance, fasting and putting on sackcloth and ashes. God accepts their repentance and relents on the city's destruction. God's call is persistent. Jonah, who was reluctant at first, came to trust God. In the second reading this afternoon, Paul tells the Corinthians a similar message. With the arrival of God's kingdom, they need to radically change the way they live. They need to recognize that the world as they know it is coming to an end. The people of Corinth, Paul tells them, need to change everything, since the life they lived was soon to be replaced by this new kingdom of God. Jesus calls the first disciples with an updated call for repentance, based on the good news that he has come to announce. We will personally hear this call in just a few weeks on Ash Wednesday, when the minister will admonish us as they put ashes on our forehead to repent and believe in the gospel. God still calls us to change our lives if we are to follow His will, to trust God. Both the Old and New Testament emphasize the need for repentance and trust. And even though we are already baptized and believers and followers of Christ, we are constantly called to continue our self-examination and make changes that reflect God's ongoing call. God's call for a change in our lives is one that will upset the status quo and continue to surprise us. The outward expressions of our choice to follow Christ will involve specific acts to improve ourselves, our communities, and our world. Like Jonah, we are called to be instruments of God's mercy to the world. Like those first four followers of Jesus, we are called to repent, to put our trust in God. So today, each one of us is asked once again, will I accept the call, the invitation? Knowing that to do so means that I must reflect on my life and commit to making the necessary reformations to follow God's will. In other words, do I trust God?